Here is a picture of the simple cubic Bravais lattice, and the primitive unit cell is the same as the conventional unit cell. So if you go through this construction of making the Vinkersite cell for simple cubic, it turns out that the Vinkersite cell is a cube. And you start with one atom, you draw lines to all the nearest atoms, and it gives you back a cube. So the conventional unit cell is the primitive unit cell, and when you count the number of points in this cube that I've drawn, there's 8 points at the corners, but if you think about stacking cubes on top of each other, each of those points would be shared by 8 different cubes. So it's like these spheres are all 1/8 inside this cube, and 8 times 1/8 would be 1, which is the correct number for having the primitive unit cell the same as the conventional unit cell. We try that for body-centered cubic. This is a body-centered cubic crystal structure. Here I've got 8 in the corners. They're all 1/8 inside this cube, so that gives me a factor of 1. There's this 1 in the middle, so I get another Bravais lattice point in the conventional unit cell. That means that the primitive unit cell is half the size of this conventional unit cell. If I were to draw the Vinkersite cell in this case, it would be the truncated octahedron, and it would be all inside this cube here. And we'd have a volume of half the conventional unit cell. And then for FCC, there's 8 points on the corners, so each count 1/8. And there are 6 on the faces, which are all half in the cube. So 6 times a half would be 3. In total, there's 4. So the conventional unit cell has a volume of 4 times the primitive unit cell. This is an example of some crystal structure. It's called zinc blend. And it has 2 atoms in it. There are the yellow ones and the blue ones. This one turns out to be FCC. And you can see that by concentrating on just the brown ones. The brown atoms are in the corners and on the faces. So this is on the front face, this is the middle of the top face, this one's on the side face. So the this is FCC, and there are 2 atoms, a yellow one and a brown one, in the basis, and these get repeated as a pair on the FCC lattice. And then when you draw the conventional unit cell like this, the brown ones end up at the corners and the yellow ones are inside. There are 4 yellow ones all clearly inside the cube. And then we calculated up there that there are also 4 Bravais lattice points inside a conventional unit cell of FCC, which means there's 1 brown one for every yellow one. It's possible to move the cube so that the yellow ones would be at the corners and on the faces, and the brown ones would all be, 4 brown ones would be inside. You could take the same crystal structure.